Having heard the word, we're now going to continue with a time of prayer. Let us stand as we join our hearts and our voices in these prayers this morning. In our prayers this morning, we do have quite a few prayers to uplift that were shared in our Bible study this morning. One is the prayer of thanks for Jim Reams. We always want to give thanks when answered prayer. Jim Reams is doing much better and should have a full recovery. Also for John Leach. John's not here this morning. John got the word that he is cancer-free, and it's been a long journey over the summer, so that was good news too. We're going to pray for Janine, a friend of Jan's, a relative of Jan's that's requested prayer. And also for Amy Durling, that's the Durling daughter. She has tested positive for the coronavirus. She's doing okay, but they asked for prayer for her. Let's bow our heads in prayer. As you have promised, Lord, hear your people when they call and answer us according to your mercy. For those who are marked with the sign of the cross and sealed with the Holy Spirit, that the children of God may hold forth the word of truth throughout the world, let us pray to the Lord. Lord Jesus, may we abide in your word. For Peace Lutheran Church, that we may see the great need of the truth of God's word in our local community and shine Christ's light in our neighborhoods, let us pray to the Lord. Lord Jesus, may we abide in your word. For all who serve in positions of leadership in our government, along with those who serve in our armed forces, that our mighty fortress would protect them as they serve to protect our freedoms, let us pray to the Lord. Lord Jesus, may we abide in your word. For all those with illness of heart, mind, and body, Lord, we do pray for Amy this day that she would pass through this virus that has come her way and that she would be have a full restoration of health. Lord, we give you thanks too for answered prayer this week, for Jim Reams' successful surgery, for John Leach, for seeing him through a challenging time and now being cancer-free. Also, Lord, for those that we name now, Janine, a friend and relative of Jan, that you would meet her today and give her comfort, knowing that you are her help. Also for Kai, experiencing challenging times once again, Haley, Dylan, Kayla, Chuck, Holly, Rich, Joe and Caroline, Tom and Donna, Tom, Jerry, Barry and Betty, Andy, Mike, Chris and her family, Carla, Bobby and Alexi as they live the next few weeks awaiting the gift of a baby, for safe delivery especially for Alexi. For Jonathan, the good news that he'll be returning home. Jim Holroyd, too, for successful surgery. Melody and Brad, for Bob, Teresa, Tanya, Glenn, Ray Lynn, and Larson, and Jim. We pray that all of them may be set free from their infirmities and rest in the healing presence of our Savior. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord Jesus, may we abide in your word. For these and all other concerns we have, that as we bow before heaven's throne, we know that Christ alone brings our petitions before our loving Father. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord Jesus, may we abide in your word. Amen.